Dear visitor, the Aina House is unfortunately closed today. However, we can offer you some information about the Aina House and its outbuildings and their contents on your mobile phone, or you can simply listen to what I can tell you about the museum and the Heritage Club. There are four wooden buildings on the site that represent a traditional farm. In addition to the main house, there is a barn, a trode box or grain box, and a bee house. A typical farmhouse in the Attigau is a so-called Mitte Ten house. The living quarters are at the front, the stable and the storage rooms at the back, with the threshing floor in between. In our case, it is a small farmhouse that also had to operate a linen weaving mill as a sideline. A maximum of three cows had space in the barn. The second building, the Stadel or the barn, served as a shelter for the various vehicles such as carriages and sleighs, as well as work equipment. Today we also show a wide variety of crafts in the Stadel. The third building, the Trode box or grain box, was used to store the grain. Today in the Trodekasten we also show beekeeping utensils, and important for Austria, the development of winter sports. The apiary is our fourth building. For many farmhouses it was important to keep bees, which were not only important for honey production, but also for pollinating of the fruit trees. The drink our farmers used to drink was cider, which was made from the juice of apples and pears. Our open-air museum is also very popular for bridal couples to take wedding photos in the rustic surroundings. Special exhibitions on a wide variety of topics and traditional garden festivals are popular at this site. A few more words about the Attigau Heritage Club, which runs this museum and has set itself the goal of researching and documenting the cultural heritage of the Attigau and, as far as possible, making it accessible to the public. For this purpose, archaeological research in the Attigau is also a goal. Celtic burial mounds and a Roman estate were explored by archaeologists on our behalf. The restored finds can be admired in the House of Culture. We issue publications on a wide variety of cultural topics. We publish articles on all kinds of topics related to the Attigau region on the Attawiki internet platform. Have a look. Over 1,000 articles are available there. Thank you for your attention, and I recommend that you watch the short film and the photos on your mobile phone. And if you still have time, why not visit the 1,000-year-old linden tree, 200 meters from here, at the crossroads. There you will also find one of 6 information pavilions that we have installed at historical locations, and they are freely accessible. Goodbye and have a nice stay at St. George.